Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Cheez-It fingers.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's not bad, though.
Okay. Okay, don't tell anyone, but we're live.
We're live now? Beautiful. Yeah. Fantastic.
Ready, three, two, one, go.
All right. Welcome to the after show. Anna, Lummy, and Blitz are in. Bubba is on his way to Ocala. And today was his last day of Preakness, right? Because I think Monday it's over.
It's his last day of racing.
It's his last day of racing, right, right. But he's on a timeline of not being a prick come Monday, February 21st, which is this Monday. But I think this is the last big race that they got. Is that right?
No, they do, yeah, big ones, right?
Big one. And it's like consecutive races because he's been there for, you know, several weekends in a row doing stuff.
10,000 to win on Saturday.
10,000 to win on Saturday, sprint modified midget racing. Okay, check it out. It's a good time. Welcome on YouTube. Welcome on Facebook. We're going to be here not too long, but we'll definitely get a little bit of an after show in. I want to thank, okay, Lummy, you said you knew who this was. We talked about it on the hot mic briefly, but.
Yankee Doodle Dandy?
Yeah.
Yankee Dell?
Yeah, Yankee Dell. Dan Larkin, is that his name? Dan Larkins. Apparently, Rachel, my roommate, also known as Reagan, is going on a mission trip to Costa Rica, I believe in July, last week, July. And she's been asking people in her orbit, hey, you know, if you want to help support me get to Costa Rica and do my mission work, please donate here. And so I guess she had like $550 to get to her goal, which I guess was going to cover the cost. She explained it to me. I think she covers it up front and then she essentially wanted to get reimbursed. I don't know. But anyways, this Dan Larkins guy donated the rest of what she needed, which was $555 he gave last night. So she's all caught up.
Nice.
And yeah, shout out to him. Thank you. Mr. Dan Larkins, for that. I do have a confession to make, though. I was in an awkward position, and you guys can kind of help me mull through this. Should I unex the? Well, I'll unex the phones. Hopefully, crackhead doesn't call in. I was in kind of an awkward situation because, you know, Reagan is one of my closest friends, definitely in the top three best friends I have in Florida for sure. We've lived together for now. This month, it will be 4 years we've been together as a domestic partnership. And She supports me in a lot of the things I do. I support her in a lot of things that she does, you know, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Just kidding. So she told me that she was going to do this mission trip going to Costa Rica and that she's trying to raise money. Now, if she was raising money for literally anything else, cancer, AIDS, polio, whatever the fuck, anything else, I would have happily given like a pretty hearty donation. Hearty, you know, as far as I can give comfortably.
Sure.
$10.
Yeah, 12 tops. But when she said what she was doing, what she was raising money for, it was, she was pulling me in a weird direction. Because I know people who've done like Habitat for Humanity, which, now let me, maybe you know this, is that's a like a non-denominational, non-religious organization, right?
Correct.
It's
yeah.
just like, we want to do good shit for humanity.
Yeah, go build out and houses. Build houses, yeah.
Right. It's not associated with the church, is what I'm saying.
No.
Okay, right. So if she was like, hey, I'm doing Habitat for Humanity in Costa Rica, we're going to be, you know, build some houses out of like some, I don't know, some fucking bamboo or whatever, I would have been like, absolutely. I probably would have given like, I don't know, in ballpark of $50 to $100, which is a lot coming from me because I don't gift anybody money ever. That's just not what I do. I keep it for myself. But, you know, we're close and I definitely would have given to her organization. But, and I was really trying to get like, hey, I'm going with the church, but we're going to give out food or something, you know, something like that. But when she explained what she was going to be doing, I was like, I can't give money to that. I'm so
what
sorry.
What are they going to be doing?
I mean, it seems like she has a tentative schedule of like, they're going to be doing some sort of charity work. But then she, you know, said that they will be spreading the word of God.
Oh, okay. That's what you usually do on a missions trip.
Correct, sure. But I'm thinking, like, could you be a church and maybe go give out, like, food or build a house or something? But when you say spread the word of God, I don't know. It just, I was like, that sounds very, like, colonial, you know? You'd go into help the locals, and by help the locals you mean like the savages. I don't know. So listen, in my head I was just like, I really wanted to give money, but you know, I couldn't get myself to do it because I just don't believe in that cause. I'm down for like helping people, or if you wanted to do like I said, Habitat for Humanity, or you know, Doctors Without Borders, if she was a nurse or something. But this spread the word of God thing, I couldn't do it. And I felt kind of bad. So it was like this awkward thing where she's like, yeah, I'm trying to raise money. And I'm like, no, not going to help, you know.
So I was in the same kind of position, obviously not as close as you. But when I saw her post the stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, like I wanted to give.
Here's my thing is, I was like, okay. I really wanted to do it because, you know, like I like Reagan.
Yeah.
But like
she's a friend and yeah, friend of the show.
But again, the
cause.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. And then I thought about, I'm like, look, if it gets close to the end and she's, you know, short a little bit, I'll help out. Like I'll do that. But I'm not gonna do it off the bat just because of the, you know, and it's not a bad thing. I just don't want to support it myself.
And neither do I.
I want to support her.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, but not.
Like, if she was doing a run for the American Heart Association, like, take my money. Any, even if it's like the Red Cross, which, yeah. You know, we all know some of the stuff they're up to. Whatever, I don't, just take my money. But this was like, knowing that the money was going to go directly to a church, I just couldn't get behind it. And she knows I'm a staunch atheist, you know. But like you said, I wanted to support her, but I didn't want to support her cause. So it was like this weird sort of conundrum I've been in for the last few months. But yeah, you know, thanks to Dan Larkins, he gave the money. Rachel was super super excited about it last night, so thank you very much to him. I did want to discuss this because I feel like I always like a good conspiracy, as we all know, and I don't know if you guys have been following along with some of the Bob Saget news, but it's starting to sound a little bit more fishy every day.
Why?
As far as, not that the family is now sued, I guess, Orange County. And I think by Orange County, it's Florida, right? Not California.
Correct.
Because they didn't want certain details to get out.
The photos.
Photos.
Yeah.
And I think some other documents reports. Now, maybe it's just because I'm conspiracy hungry and I like things that, you know, aren't exactly the story, the main narrative that's being told. But it seems just a little bit odd because they just said he like slipped and fell and hit his head. But the reports I'm looking at, the doctors are saying that he had massive brain trauma and that he broke bones like from the back of his skull, like all the way to like he had fractures under his eyes. And some physician who looked at the report was like, that's not from a slip and fall. Like, that's not a minor concussion. That's major brain trauma. And you essentially looked like you've been hit with a bat or in a car accident where you like weren't wearing a seatbelt or something, you know, something like that. But I'm starting to think that, and the fact that the family's trying to cover, I don't know. It just seems like a little bit odd. Anyone else? Or no?
Seems weird.
No, so here's the thing. Is any crime scene,
okay,
they release the photos. So if you don't want them to release photos, you sue them to not release the photos.
Where are they released? Because it's not like you
To public.
No, I know. But I mean, where it's not like they're on the news. I guess they would have certain things blurred out if it's...
Correct. But
okay.
But when they release the photos, the photos are not blurred out.
Okay. But, you know, the media network may, like... Because I think there's rules about showing dead bodies, right? On the news,
they can't just show a dead body.
They
have their own rules, yeah.
Sure, okay. Because I imagine, like, maybe the face is blacked out, but the picture is there.
The internet sites don't have those rules.
Sure. Okay, I understand that.
But, well, here's what I don't like.
What?
I don't like that it's okay for a certain people to be like, you know what, I don't want my autopsy photos shown, but everybody else's can be shown.
Yeah.
Okay, because, right, these are just the rules that it's allowed to be public, period.
Yeah.
And that they are
unless you're a celebrity,
suing.
then it's okay to not have it shown.
Interesting. And I guess the reasoning would be is that nobody's like maybe as interested in people who aren't celebrities, but that should be beside the point
because that still causes
the family stress, trauma, emotional distress, whatever, is what they're claiming.
Big Buck, 1,500 stars. Big Buck, 2,000 stars. Kel Jones and Blitz sounds a little low.
Oh, sorry. How's that? A little bit better? Blitz?
I can't see live chat, everyone, so if you give stars, I'm not ignoring you.
Blitz, can you say words? Blitz? Is he dead?
Did you turn him off?
No, R1, right? Hello? Is he just fucking with me? Hello?
I don't know. Fucking video's 1 minute delay, too.
Oh, that's right. That's work is good when a video's so delayed.
Yeah.
God damn it. Bitch ass hoe. But do you think that there's anything weird going on with that, with the Bob Saget death, or am I just reading into it because I like conspiracy shit?
I think it might be you. However, so they think he hit his head on like the headboard pretty hard.
So hard that you break your skull all the way to like under your eye bones? He fractured like under his eye sockets.
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? That doesn't add up to me. With me at all.
But I'm wondering if it wasn't some, like, sex thing he was doing by, you know, like, who knows?
Ooh, interesting.
Autoerotic asphyxiation type stuff.
That did not occur to me. I was thinking more along the lines of foul play.
No, I don't think it was foul play. Because the investigator said, absolutely, no matter what, not foul play. But we think what happened was he hit his head.
Like, foul play with himself.
Could be.
Interesting. So he was doing some weird sex shit.
I don't know, but I'm assuming if anything, it's that.
Not a slip and fall in the bathroom.
No,
well, they did say they think it was from the headboard of the bed.
One of the doctors said, "quote This is not a quote slip and fall. This is not a minor concussion. This is major head trauma." And even Sanjay Gupta, who we know and love, says it takes a lot of force to do that, meaning it says the bones in Saget's head were said to have been fractured, including a stretch of bone from the front of his skull to the front temporal lobe. There were also fractures above his eye sockets.
Okay.
That takes a lot of force to do. If I knew nothing else about what had happened, you'd think that someone would have fallen down the stairs and had several impacts to the head or been in an unrestrained in a car accident. So I mean, that's not like, ooh, I bumped my head. People are, no one is claiming that he just like casually bumped his head and went to sleep.
No, but like.
Like he broke his skull. What the fuck?
But like, he could have been like sitting up in bed or in bed and like laid back hard and just smashed the back of his head and then just laid there.
I just don't really understand a situation where that would happen where, you know, with all of your force, you just slam back like that.
Have you never like miscalculated and you really going into bed and just like hit something or you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not with enough force where it would fracture my skull all the way to
the front of my brain. But you don't know that.
What do you mean?
You don't know what kind of force it would take to do that?
No, I don't know what kind of force. But you said you've never done that before. And so like, yeah, of course I've hit my head and it hurt. And it was like, it felt like it was a really hard impact. But
and you probably barely did it.
Right.
You might have just like with all force and just is old and disheveled and miscalculated and smashed his head.
Yeah, what was he, 60?
65.
Yeah.
No.
He's got bones made out of cheese. Good. Well, I don't know. But it's just some interesting shit.
But I think if anything, like, they definitely said, like, no foul play, like, but they didn't say, oh, well, it was weird.
Do you feel like there's a cover-up somewhere, like, whether it's a sex thing or...
Yeah.
Like, they knew he was into some weird shit. Like, can we brainstorm what it might be? Like, he just... I can't imagine anyone wanting a lot of force on their brain while they're trying to come, but maybe, you know, you never know what people are into, I guess. But it just seems a little bit strange. This whole situation just seems a little bit strange. Let's take a phone call, shall we? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the after show.
How are we doing?
With Anna, Blitz, and Lummy. Who's this?
This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what's going on?
Say, I had just read something... little article and kind of seemed like clickbait, but didn't really give a whole lot of information on this whole Bob Saget thing.
Yeah.
But the reports that they had put in this article was that the injuries were consistent with like blunt force trauma, like you would find with either being hit with a baseball bat.
Right.
Or they said consistent with like a 20 to 30 foot fall.
I did hear that as well. That's insane.
That seems really insane, but what really like just doesn't make sense is it seems like there's got to be something more, because even if it's, you know, a slip and fall, like that you're going to crush the back of your skull and the front of your head,
mm-hmm.
You know, if it was a one-shot thing, you would think that either a frontal, collapse of your skull or back,
yeah,
you know, the back of the head would pretty much put you out, right? You're not gonna hit yourself twice, just like you're not gonna shoot yourself twice.
Yeah, you know, I think one hit you'd probably be like, oh, I need to lay down.
Right. So that's why I don't know, it seems weird that they're saying like definitively no foul play. Something seems kind of fishy there to me.
Do they have any reports from the people in the surrounding rooms, like if they heard a loud noise at some point?
Or... Again, it didn't look like they included.
Or what about blood?
A whole lot of info.
What about blood? Was there a trail of blood somewhere? Like, it just seems odd that he's lying there and there's no blood anywhere, and it's just he has this cracked skull and he's just laying there like the cadaver that he is, with no trail of blood.
It's entirely possible.
I mean, they haven't really said a whole lot as far as like even descriptive of the crime scene. You know, the initial reports were like, ooh, we found him dead in bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like he slipped and fell in the shower, like on his head, which seems unlikely, but I can't really think of something else.
Then when they say consistent with a 20 to 30 foot fall.
Yeah, like, even that you wouldn't.
He wasn't a big guy, and so even, you know, the force of your own body weight, you know, falling, right, isn't going to create that much force.
I don't know, maybe at a certain angle. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense, and if there's no trail of blood, that makes it even more mysterious.
Well, you can
yeah, initial,
I understand that you don't necessarily have to break skin, but it's probably likely if you have a force that strong.
One would think.
Yeah.
The initial point of the article was they were talking about how the family's suing. And look, I can kind of get that. Like, there's certain graphic images that you probably don't want for the family to have to keep seeing, you know? And mm-hmm. I think that, like Blitz was saying, like, why any normal person is out there, and for, I think, pretty much anybody. Look, if it's something that's going to traumatize your kids, your family, whatever, like, yeah, by all means, Sue, that's probably not stuff that you just want pictures circulating, you know? Not that anybody's going to be like, hey, saw your dad, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
like,
what crime scene photos aren't going to do that?
You sound far away.
What's that?
Cal Jones, 1,000 stars.
What crime scene photos aren't going to do that?
Should we just make it a rule that, I mean, is it something that a law that we should change where these photos shouldn't be released? Or is that kind of like what we owe the public when something like this happens? This is just public
records. I mean,
records.
Really, like, the crime scene photos and whatever, I think, are part of the police report, and that, I guess, you know, that is public information. Mm-hmm. But to have them just readily distributed by the media to be plastered all over TV seems to be a bit excessive. I can understand if it's like for the point of their investigation and what, probably to be used in any kind of criminal court case, that kind of thing, right? But doesn't it kind of get to a point where there's a point of excessive?
I guess, I mean, once the release, you can't really help what people do with it if they want to spread it or share it or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's got to be kind of like a one-size-fits-all. Yeah, it's got to be a one-size-fits-all. It can't be only the people that can afford to sue are the ones able to file a lawsuit against someone for emotional damages. But, you know, that's the way everything works. Money talks.
Yeah, I just thought the reports of the blunt force and whatnot seemed...
Yeah, it's just really strange.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm not alone. Thank you, sir, for calling in, because I was feeling like my... appreciate it. I was wondering if I was just whirling around in these conspiracy circles by myself or if other people thought that this was a little bit...
Are we going to see the Brian Laundrie crime scene?
I'm sure there were pictures. Can we dig for those and find those? I'm sure we could, right?
I mean, yeah, because there has to be pictures of, like, his body, right? With his...
Or what's left of it, yeah.
Yeah. Would you want to see that?
Yeah, that's fine. Because I feel like he was pretty much decayed at that point, right? It was just bones and some fragments and shit. Wasn't, like, a full body. Have you ever seen a dead body before, Lum Lum?
Like
a real dead body.
What, a funeral?
Like, there was an open casket showing?
Yeah.
That's disturbing. Is that not your cup of tea? Is that like a Catholic thing? The open casket?
No, my grandparents weren't religious, so no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never like walked in and seen a dead body laying in a bed or something.
You haven't?
No.
I have seen not, and this is also discounting cadavers, like, because I did have like a course where we walked into a room and it smelled like formaldehyde and we were looking at dead bodies, but they were unidentifiable, right? Like all the skin was removed and you could just see the organs that were preserved and stuff and the tissues. But I've seen two dead bodies. One was my grandmother. She like died and I tried to get to the hospital like as she was passing, but it was a little bit late.
Oh.
But it's really interesting what happens to the body. You know, obviously, I mean, I don't see dead bodies every day, so it was still kind of like new to me, but my cousin was in the room and she is a nurse, and probably like maybe an hour after her passing, my grandmother's body just went loses all the color, right? So because the heart stops beating, so she just went like a yellow color, like a deep yellow color, and you know, and rigor mortis was starting to set in, it seemed like, because she was getting real stiff. And I'm like, why is she turning that color? And my cousin said, if you flipped her over, she'd be completely blue. Because I guess all the blood pools at the bottom because it's not circulating anymore. So that was one time I saw a dead body. And then the second time was just the most fucking weird thing that ever happened to me, where I was just on a run and I saw some guy laying in the bushes. And I heard there was like a cheer camp going on. This was when I was in college. And this guy had died. And I guess I thought he just passed out. And I remember approaching him on my run being like, that is a weird place to sunbathe, because he was just like lying in like a thorny bush. And I heard people screaming and I was on the phone with the ambulance and they were trying to revive him. They put him in the ambulance and they drove away. And I just continued on my run. I called someone, I don't know, the local paramedics or something, and described the situation, asking what happened to the guy, and they go, he's dead. And then they said something bizarre, something along the lines of, but don't worry, he wasn't affiliated with the school at all. And I'm like, okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, yeah, but he was still a human being, though. Just because he wasn't a professor doesn't mean I don't care. So that was kind of strange, but anywho.
Has Blitz seen any dead bodies?
Yeah, I've seen a few. No.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah.
I like crime, or like car accidents and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. You've seen car accident
like
ones?
Fresh dead bodies?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Well, they were like pulling dead people out of mangled cars.
Why were you around for that?
That's fun.
You're a sicko.
Yeah, that's a little
that's a little bit bizarre. Lummy, you got any fun plans for this weekend? You got a 3-day weekend? You gonna take the kids somewhere and the wifey?
Yeah, we were talking about maybe going to the basketball game, and then we got some plans with friends.
Where's the basketball game?
USF.
Oh, college. Okay.
Yeah. You know, maybe then there's the big Bubba race and just a lot of different things going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe so you're gonna go brunch?
Yeah, maybe get some brunch somewhere.
You're gonna go up to Ocala to see Bubs?
Maybe, I don't know. We're kind of feeling it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's late nights. The race starts at, I think, 6:30.
Yeah. It's sometime around then.
I don't think these are as long as the IndyCar race that's like 6 hours. But I think what's the average race at the Bubba Raceway Park?
Like half hour if that.
Oh, okay.
Unless you get stuck in the middle, and then it becomes longer.
Well, at the
last race is longer, yeah.
It's very long, and then every time that someone spins out, you know, I wish it was just kind of like you just go until there's one man standing, but no, they stop, and then they have to reorganize themselves, and then start to get stop.
Very dangerous.
Like, dude, we don't have all day. Let's go, but Yeah, I've been twice, and I think I've seen what I needed to see. I'm very intrigued by that because I didn't know anything about racing, still don't, but I've never been exposed to that lifestyle, you know. And for people that say that white people don't have culture, I mean, Jesus, that is just completely untrue. Going there was a cultural experience, just the traditions. And the different things people were doing and the activities and the brands that people were, everyone was dressed like a fucking mossy tree. It was very strange. And I'm like, but I can still see you. It's still pink, but
it's mossy oak.
But it's like pink mossy oak. So it's, but I'm like, do you understand, Stacey, that this, you're defeating the purpose because I can still fucking see your ass. But it's a brand thing, and everybody, you know, they talk about the cars and the stuff, and they bring the kids, and, you know, it's this whole thing that a sect of Americana that I just never been exposed to. And it's strange because I feel like to be a participant in the sport, you have to have money. But it seems like, you know, maybe the people that attend don't have as much money. So it's just kind of like weird, you know what I mean? Because I guess I'm not going to say that those people are like, you know, hillbillies and stuff like that. Definitely Southern, but it seems like people there definitely have money, at least to participate in the sport, for sure.
Expensive.
Everyone says in chat that they still can't hear Blitz.
He's like potted all the way up.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm just really because
no,
people
I know.
Keep
I,
saying,
I see it a lot.
You're potted all the way up.
Okay.
So I'm doing what I can. Oh, I thought someone was calling 813-90-BUBBA. I know we all watched the Tinder Swindler.
Yep.
I believe. Yeah. I don't know how many of us. Did you get through the whole thing, Lum Lum?
Yep.
I did.
You did? Yeah. So, okay, you saw it. I saw it. To be honest, if I'm able to give an honest analysis of
you
the documentary.
Loved it.
Well, love is a strong word.
Oh.
It was fine. I would say it was fine.
Did you think it started out slow?
I think it started out slow, and it was slow, and then it ended slow. Like, I wasn't really blown away by anything. Maybe if he would have, like, killed someone, it would have made the story better. I don't know. I really needed some violence to kind of zhuzh up the story.
There wasn't a whole lot.
No, it wasn't, and it just seemed right. I don't know. It just wasn't, like, mind-blowing. It's like, oh, my, I can't believe you did this. It's like, yeah, some women are gullible when you're dealing with, I mean, they kept calling him a hot guy. I mean, I have him up here. He's not, I don't think he's hot. He has no bicep. Where's the bicep? I don't see a bicep. Do you? No. I don't know. I didn't think he was that hot. But I guess you put him in like, what, a Lamborghini and some Gucci and he starts to look a little bit more attractive, I suppose. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. So this guy, apparently, because the show or the documentary was such a smash hit, he's actually signed with a Hollywood agent and he wants his own dating show. I think I might actually watch this.
Hey, what, he's going to teach the women the do's and don'ts of dating a man?
I guess so. Share his dating do's and don'ts. I can't imagine what his don'ts are. Like, it seems like everything
fall
is
for
off,
a guy like me.
Off limits, you know, or on limits, rather. Like, hey, am I able to play this or no? Would that?
I wouldn't on Facebook.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm just curious as to what he's saying. Do's and don'ts. Maybe don't. I don't know. Fraud someone out of $100,000. That seems like a rude thing to do. But I would definitely watch it.
Maybe he's gonna sign this and pay back all the women.
Right.
Probably not. Probably not going to happen. It was kind of a nice little twist at the end when the woman took all of his designer clothes and sold them and made some money, even though
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. But again, not a great captivating story. Nothing like The Last Czars. That shit was awesome. That shit was fantastic.
What's the next one you're going to get on?
I don't know. I was kind of perusing. I started watching this show called like Found or something about these three Chinese girls who were like left in a box somewhere in China in a cardboard box and they get adopted by these American families and they're all over the country and they connect with each other because they all have like white parents. And it's really funny because one of them is Jewish and she has like a bat mitzvah. And so all you hear is like, and then you just see like an Asian face and it just, to me, doesn't match. But it's just funny to me that she's Jewish, raised in a Jewish home, but she's like from a Chinese orphanage. So it's interesting. But yeah, I guess I started maybe like 20, 25 minutes of that, but I had to go to sleep because I'm responsible. And it was time to go to
bed. You're not going to watch the Tom and Pam, whatever it is?
I didn't realize that was 8 episodes. It's kind of a commitment. Go ahead.
I started watching it the other day.
Is
How
it good?
Is it?
Well, I just wanted to get like a minute because I...
A minute?
I was trying... I got a new hack deal, so I wanted to...
Oh, right. That. Hack deal.
Yeah. So like I watched like a minute or two of it.
Did it captivate you?
I might watch a little more, see if I like it or not.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
I don't know. It might be too cheesy for me, but I'll check it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They kind of cheesed it up a little bit?
Well, it's
over the top?
It's about a sex tape that got stolen, but it's 8 episodes, man. That's way too long.
And how long is each episode? Like 40 minutes, I imagine?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit much. I like to get in, I like to get out.
Yeah, me too.
Or if you're telling like an elongated story, then
yeah,
fine. But
if it's a whole deal, fine. But I'm just like, come on.
Yeah, like I was watching this Age of the Samurais thing, and they go over like, you know, 50 years of history. It takes 6 episodes, but it's 50 years. A lot of people died. A lot of people were committed seppuku, which is a word that I learned and that I say randomly to myself sometimes, which is an honorable form of suicide, where you basically disembowel yourself. That the Japanese are very into the, not just honor killings, because I know that's pretty prevalent in some Muslim countries, but the suicide, the honorable suicide. So in order to either A, not dishonor your family, or B, not to die by the hands of your enemy, I guess, is kind of the reason why most of these people kill themselves, is it seemed like when they realized that there was no way out and they were going to get captured, they just decided to end it, so that it kind of ending it on your terms, sort of a deal. But it just seemed like the way that they did it was like really fucking gruesome. I'm like, can't you just, you know, I don't know. They even had like guns at that point, I believe. Didn't they have Albuquerques? What were they called? Arabescus? Or aberrisks? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You just don't want to help me because...
I don't know exactly what they were called, but I know what you mean.
Arbascus. Arbascus. That's,
Arabusk,
I think,
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Kind of like a... But still, it was a gun. I'm like, you can't use that. I'm sure they had poisons. You couldn't use that. But these people would not only just stab themselves in the stomach, but they would stab themselves and then, like, rip open to the point where they would actually, like, take out their, like, intestines themselves. Pretty gruesome shit. I'm like, that's the dedication of the cause, man. You don't see Americans doing that shit. No way, no how. Isn't suicide, I think Japanese, in Japan, it has the highest rate of suicide of any country. Is that right, or did I make that up?
I don't know that.
Because I imagine that, you know, obviously it's a cultural thing stemming from ancient times, the samurais and stuff, where, you know, you don't want to disgrace the family, so you think you'd be better off dead.
I mean,
so
you definitely the seventh highest suicide rate.
Who's
what's
the
number
highest?
One?
I was looking up Japan. Sorry, I'll look it up though.
Yeah, check it out. Let's see. We'll take this call. Hello, who's
who
this?
Do you think it is, Anna?
Calvin.
No. What country is the highest suicide?
Oh, sorry, China. India. Is it America? No.
Oh, I don't. I'm waiting for. Let me look it up.
It looks like Lesotho.
Lesotho?
Is that what it is? Lesotho?
That's a landlocked country in South Africa, I believe.
72.4%. Guyana. This is number
of
suicides.
72% of what?
Well, it just says the 10 countries with the highest suicide rates, number of suicides per 100,000 were Lesotho.
Yeah.
Guyana.
Okay.
Eswatini. South Korea. Kiribati. Federal States of Micronesia.
Okay.
Japan.
Okay.
Suriname. Russia. South Africa.
Interesting. I need to see a list of those countries because I haven't heard of about five of them. But maybe it's me. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Track Me. How are
y'all? What's up, Track Me? What's going on?
No, I was just calling because you were talking about the culture and the racing deal and, of course, blah, blah, blah. But I'm excited for you to get to go to the IndyCar thing. Because the type of people that you're going to see there.
Grand Prix?
Oh, yeah, the Grand Prix. Because it's even a different type of people you'll see there. Like at NASCAR.
How do they differ?
You're not going to see as much camo. You'll probably see a little bit more snazzy. They'll dress a little bit.
Okay.
And I think some of the guys are more, like, foreign, you know, so they'll have, like, a lot of Reebok.
A lot of Reeboks, though, he said?
Yeah. And Puma and Reebok. And then all their hair will be done. It won't be as dirty either because it's not...
Not a dirt track. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. But, so we're getting a little bit more snazzy.
Yeah, and then there's also a lot more parties at that big of an event. Sorry, I'm getting past last time. But at that event, they do, like, more drinking than you would see at Bubba's place because Bubba's is just like a one-night deal, but that IndyCar stuff... It's a 3-4 day deal where they're there. The people.
But I feel
there.
Like they're not drinking Miller Lights.
No,
like
they're drinking top shelf liquor.
Yeah, like Johnny Walker Blue.
They'll set up bars at the NASCAR races. They'll set up whole entire bars at Daytona, and they'll party in the pits. And like I went to Pocono one time.
Okay.
I actually got arrested inside the pits for talking trash to a cop about his dad who fell off a stripper pole.
Oh, shit.
He didn't fall off a stripper pole. He got knocked out, but I didn't know that, so the cop body slammed me. But I was with an attorney and a cop, and they said what he did was wrong, and he literally had to let me go because all I was doing was talking trash, and then he body slammed me. So,
motherfucker.
I got out of it. It was pretty cool. But I was just letting you know that too. It'll be a good event for you to go to.
Okay, that actually makes me feel, yeah, a little bit better. Not that I'm like super high class or anything. I'm certainly not. Certainly not.
Yeah.
But I also am like probably not rugged enough really for Bubba's track either. So I kind of like lie somewhere in between.
Yeah, and they give a lot of free samples out. Like they'll probably.
Did you say free samples?
Oh, she's in.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Yeah. Did you say when you say free samples? Hold on, I need to know this information. It's very important. When you say free samples, is this stuff I can eat?
Maybe. Probably more.
Are they going to give me like a sample of like friggin' I don't know oil for my car? Because not interested.
No. It'd be more like drinks and stuff like Red Bull.
Okay.
Or like the Spectrum. Tent will give away a like plushy cube that you can squish. It says Spectrum on it.
What do you call it? Like a tense.
Yeah, the tense
reliever. Attention reliever.
Yeah,
all
or
right.
Like an ink pen that says their name on it.
Thanks, Track Me. Appreciate you.
Or possibly a handheld fan.
Some sunglasses.
I like sunglasses. I just don't want them to give me like a coolant sample or some bullshit like that.
No, they don't have
Okay, cool. Fantastic.
I mean, they might have some of it, but not. It's mostly just
a keychain.
Yeah,
I like tchotchkes and stuff I don't even want. I just like to, you know, collect because I like. There's nothing better than having like a little tote bag at the end of the day, and then you dump it out, and you're like, ooh, pens. I love pens. If I get a good pen with a nice like gel grip, the whole day's fucking worth it for me. It's hard to come by a good pen.
Man, I got at like an air show a couple years ago. I think it was U.S. Army. We're giving out pens, and this thing weighs like a half a pound. It's like a real nice, like professional pen. Like.
Oh, like a Fountain Blue or whatever Dan had that Nick broke.
Yeah,
not that expensive, but yeah. Listen.
No, it was cheap, but like it felt expensive.
Okay, you felt
and it was
fancy.
Free.
Free is my favorite thing. That's my middle name is Free. I love it. If it's free, it's a good time, and it maybe will be because we got the movie passes, so that should be a good time. Free samples, I like.
Yeah, but if you go in the pits and the race starts, are you able to leave the pits?
In NASCAR, yes. I don't. IndyCar, I would assume so.
Okay.
So does that mean in the center? Is that the pit is, I assume, in the center? Because like the pit
is
in the middle
of the
fruit.
In the center the entire time.
But can we escape from the center is the important question. I understand that's where the cool people will be, but I would like to leave on my terms.
No.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to leave at that point.
So if the race starts and it's 1,000 miles long, then I have to wait 6 hours until it's over?
And just hope there's not any big crashes because it takes a lot longer.
Yeah. What do you think? They're going to stop the race so you can cross the road?
No, it means that I will not go into the pit at all if I know that that's the risk that I
run. No, it's not. Hey, hold on. All the event happens inside the track.
Yeah, the
all the
races
giveaways, the vendors, it's all inside the track.
Oh, so that's how they trap you in there.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I don't appreciate that, not one bit. Hello, who's this?
Should we tell her there's actually bridges over the racetrack?
Oh,
okay, we won't tell her.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Largo Sam once again.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, Sam.
I was going to tell Annie. I just heard y'all talking about the bridges. They got the walkover bridges, so she can come.
Oh, they have bridges. I didn't know that.
Oh, thanks for ruining it, Sam.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, no, somebody was saying it.
I know.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We hadn't been in years, but the first 2 years, me and Shane went and some of our buddies, and it was a class act. You know, it's a lot different than anything comparatively because, it's you know, you got the top cars. You can wander around the pits if you're a gearhead, and then there's lots of things they give.
It's a gearhead.
We come away with a gift bag. We come away with a gift
race
bag.
Race car enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm. All kind of stuff, you know. So it's a good time if you're into it, but you'll get into it as you go.
I'll get drunk. That's how I'll get into it. Get me drunk.
Yeah,
get me high.
Well,
I want to fly.
There's a bar down there by the theater. And
what do you mean bar? Like open bar?
The Happy Theater.
No.
Or like a bar where you have to pay for shit, because that makes it less fun.
You pay for shit, but you can sit there and watch the cars race right by you.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $15 for like a White Claw, which is what they would probably charge.
It wasn't that expensive. It was reasonable.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
All right, I'll have a snack, I'll have a drink, I'll get high. That sounds fun.
Everything
people watch.
More now.
Yeah.
All right.
It sure does. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great weekend. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Thank you so much for my sweatshirts. My favorite one. All right. I think that that pretty much concludes today's show. Is everyone cool with that?
Yes. Let's get out of here.
All righty. Have a great weekend, everybody. Lummy, thank you for your help. Blitz, thank you as always. And
we will be here Monday, even though Monday's a holiday. We'll be here. So we'll
have live show Monday. A holiday for us. We'll be here Monday morning, 6 a.m. See you guys then. Bye.
Bye.